It is a winner-take-all Wednesday in Holiday Hoops, and here come the Memphis Tigers. In the last 48 hours, victories over two-time defending national champion UConn and perennial contender Michigan State have earned Memphis their first-ever berth in the Maui Invitational title game. For the second season in a row, the Blue and Gray have an opportunity to win a Feast Week final. They fell short last season against Villanova in the Battle for Atlantis, and this time, it's Penny Hardaway and the Memphians stepping into the blocks alongside fourth-ranked Auburn, looking to outrun the narrative of Paradise Lost. We're having brunch on the East Coast this morning, but it's a working brunch in Philadelphia for both the Memphis Tigers and the Temple Owls as they do a little morning combat inside the Leah Kerr Center. I'm Tyler Springs, and this is Memphis Tigers women's basketball from Learfield. The Tigers come in 5-15 on the year, but 3-6 in the American, including a win over East Carolina on Saturday, 75-69. It was the fifth straight game for the Memphis Tigers, decided by single digits, and they will try to play a tight contest today against the Temple Owls. That is Penny Hardaway, his team 6-0 going into their Maui Invitational Championship matchup against fourth-ranked Auburn, who's also 6-0. It's brought to you in part by SiriusXM. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM College Sports Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/CollegeSportsRadio2024. Memphis and Auburn in the Maui Invitational Championship. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we send you to Maui after this commercial timeout on the First Horizon Tiger Radio Network from Learfield.
How about that for a first half of Thanksgiving football? Memphis on top of number 18 Tulane, 17-10 through two stanzas here on the holiday evening. Tyler Springs with you, Josh Rivera producing, and Russell Copeland is fieldside 17 rows up off the turf in New Orleans at Yeoman Stadium. It was quite the first half for Seth Hennigan and the bunch as they outgained Tulane 229 yards to 135 yards, and they held one of the nation's best rushing offenses to, get this, 23 yards on the ground. That's a Tulane rushing attack that ranks 10th in the country with 227 rushing yards per game, and they didn't even have a tenth of that in one half of action. Russell Copeland, you gave us the keys to the game at the top of this broadcast. How faithful do you feel like Memphis has been to those keys so far? At the half in New Orleans, it is the Memphis Tigers on the road leading 17-10 over 18th-ranked Tulane as Memphis tries to score their first win down on the bayou under head coach Ryan Silverfield. And right now, in front by a touchdown at the break, we just talked with Russell Copeland about how defensive the Tigers were in that first half, and it relates a little bit to Ryan Silverfield's comments in the walk-off interview he did with Greg Gaston on the Eflin Insurance sideline microphone. He said, "We can't keep getting beat by these long plays down the seam." And to wit, you talk about the Tigers giving up long yardage plays, okay? On Tulane's first two drives, they gave up a 20-yard reception to Mario Williams on 3rd and 7 from the 28-yard line. They gave up a 23-yard catch to Alex Bauman on 3rd and 7 from the Memphis 44. They gave up a 42-yard grab to Yulkeith Brown on 3rd and 10 from the Tulane 47. Those are the kinds of mistakes that Ryan Silverfield is talking about wiping out in the second half. And by the way, on the last two Tulane drives of the first half where they punted each time, neither one featured a play where the Tigers gave up a pass play of over 20 yards. How about that for defensive adjustments? Back on the Memphis Tiger post-game show on the First Horizon Tiger Radio Network by Learfield, I'm Tyler Springs alongside Josh Rivera. You just heard from Jeff Brightwell and from head coach Ryan Silverfield after the game, recorded field side in New Orleans for a celebratory Ryan Silverfield, who said, "Heck, I might just cancel my staff meeting tomorrow." I said, "Coach, go do it. Your staff will love you for it. It's one day out of the calendar year, and I think you've done something certainly deserving of that."